Listeners, this is X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland and KQAC HD3 Portland. Find us at 107.1 and at 91.1 on Portland's FM dial. Find us streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Listeners, I am Encyclopedia Sound, and this is Tropicology, great rare groove music from Africa, Brazil, and Latin America. This is my summertime Latin episode with approachable Latin music, the perfect soundtrack for good times any time of year. In the first half, we focused on the fun with sounds that still had some folky touches. In the second half, we are going to focus on the funk, hearing these Latin sounds blending with urban music in the melting pot cities of the United States, especially New York. The story of how these Latin sounds came to New York goes back to the pre-war years. While jazz music was flourishing in the U.S. in the 1920s, similar big band sounds were evolving across Latin America, especially in Cuba. By the 1930s, there was sufficient demand to record some of these Latin acts, but the big orchestras of the day were not easily recorded in places without good studio facilities. So musicians were most often brought to New York City to make these recordings, no overnight hop in those days. While they were in New York City, they tried to find gigs to help the balance sheet, playing to the growing community of Latin immigrants, especially Puerto Ricans, who could now immigrate as U.S. citizens. So it was New York City, more than any other place in the U.S., where Latin music first took hold, and where it would take its next turn. Latin music had always had some appeal with young listeners based on that knack for getting people to dance, but in the U.S. market starting in the 50s, Latin music was trumped by the loud and dangerous appeal of rock and roll. Ballroom bands were no longer a formula for success. You needed to have a small electric combo. In New York City, Latinos had been absorbing influences from jazz and R&B, and they used those influences to create new sounds like boogaloo and salsa, adapting Latin rhythms to the small band format. In the next few sets, we are going to hear Latin music from the rock era, mostly, but not all, recorded in the U.S., and mostly in New York City. This music has firmly set aside the straw hat image of the Latin American sound. This is muscular music for an urban landscape. But let's not forget this is good time, summertime theme today, so we won't get too muscular here. Maybe just a little flex while we're applying sunscreen at the beach. You are listening to Tropicology.
De noche, cuando me acuesto, le rezo a la Virgen de la Macarena. Pero de noche, cuando me acuesto, le rezo a la Virgen de la Macarena. Y allí solito en mi cuarto a mi virgencita le cuento mis penas. Y de corazón le pido que la hembra que yo quiero, mientras por el mundo viva, no me sea traicionera. Y si lo consigo, y si lo consigo, le haré una novena a la Virgencita, a la Virgencita de la
Macarena,
¡lleva!
suavecito toca este guaguancó. Este guaguancó. gozar.
Ay, qué bueno voy a bailar, cómo voy a divertirme cuando yo siento la playa tocando un ritmo sabroso. Tú verás. Ay, qué bueno voy a bailar, cómo voy a divertirme cuando yo siento la playa tocando un ritmo sabroso. Tú verás
cuando me empape con mi amor. Ay, qué bueno. Me voy pa' la villa, mi compay, me voy pa' la villa.
En el baile, que lo baile, que lo baile. Y si ella no baila, que no fastidie más. Que la saquen, que la saquen. Baile usted, que la quieren ver bailar, gozar, cantar este merengue. Muy sabroso y caliente. Y a todas las nenas invitamos a este baile. Que lo bailen, que lo bailen. Bailen ustedes, que la quieren ver bailar. Pero qué rico va esto.
Que la quieren ver
gozar.
Que la quieren ver bailar.
Que la
This is Tropicology, and I am Encyclopedia Sound, delivering a summertime Latin theme with a focus this hour on urban sounds from the U.S., especially New York City. I have been giving a shorthand history of Latin sounds in the U.S., and we are coming up on the doorstep of the salsa era. Salsa, as discussed in the first half, holds the unique and bizarre distinction of being a music and dance style that has remained dominant in popular culture for a half a century. That is an insane amount of time for one dance step and one music style to remain steadily popular. And it's not like there have been any big evolutions to the salsa sound since it emerged around 1970. As a dance and as a sound, salsa has largely been frozen in time. The rise of salsa also happened to correspond with the appearance of recording facilities in Miami, providing a new musical industry center in the U.S. where you never have to worry about cold weather. Even New York's famous Latino record label Fania is now owned by a Miami-based company. But the appeal of salsa music extends far beyond the U.S., Cuba, and Puerto Rico. Salsa dancing is commonly seen in almost all Spanish-speaking American countries, in places as diverse as Chile, Mexico, Peru, and the Dominican Republic. Today, the dance remains popular, but the era of the international salsa music superstar may be over. As the original generation of salsa artists fade from the scene, younger stars have more interest in modern sounds, and salsa DJs are content to spin those familiar sounds from past decades, so there's not a lot of demand for new recorded salsa music. Since the dance remains popular, it will be interesting to see if new artists break through or if this strange salsa music phenomenon will continue on, even more frozen in time. But we aren't quite ready for salsa music yet today. Right now we're going to hear more of the funky urban Latin vibe. You are listening to Tropicology.
Mira de los ojos. Yo no te boté, negrita, tú te marchaste. Yo lo sabía, que cuando te marcharas tú te perderías en la vida fácil. Yo lo sabía. En nada, yo lo sabía.
Café.
music lovers, we are approaching the end of today's episode of Tropicology. If you would like to see some of the records and artists featured on today's show, you can check me out on Instagram. Look for @EncyclopediaSound or search for #Tropicology or #XRayFM. Here you can see album cover artwork for some of the music featured in today's show. If there is one great story to tell gringo listeners about Latin music, it is how much these sounds have influenced our own jazz, rock, and R&B, mostly without anybody documenting the story. But Cuba was the first country to include African-style drumming in popular music, laying the groundwork for every bongo and conga that would subsequently enter our musical ecosystem. And the clave rhythm has informed U.S. musical styles in so many ways, from sneaking in as a staple in the doo-wop vocal group movement, to giving funksters a blueprint for jumping hard on the one beat. Oh yes, Bootsy's heavy bass note early on the one is a staple of salsa music and a Latin bassline innovation dating back to mambo. It represents the placement of the first beat in the clave when the three count is played before the two count. Musical ideas are fluid, and these are cases where Latin musical ideas were appropriated in U.S. popular music without being documented or perhaps even noticed. The unacknowledged influence of Latin American music in U.S. popular culture is a great story that deserves more attention. As we wrap up this summertime Latin theme, we are going to move off the funk vibe a bit. We will go ahead now and yield to the salsa movement, even admitting a few folky touches back into our urban Latin set, a hint of nostalgia for the straw hat. I am Encyclopedia Sound. Thank you for listening to Tropicology.
Son legiones que un día yo vi matar. La baila yo no la traigo si no me van a ayudar.
Óigame, compadre, yo no soy mentiroso. Óigame, compadre, yo no soy mentiroso.
Ya los mulos con cerones deben de estar a llegar. El caballo y el caimán están juntos en el buche. La vida está en un estuche de anillo de compromiso. Más adelante le aviso si el carro sin gasolina, sin timón dobla la esquina y se acabó el compromiso.
Pero que mentiroso, señor Lega. No le digan mentiroso.
Óigame, compadre, yo no soy mentiroso. Óigame, compadre, yo no soy mentiroso.
Como quiera,
yo no soy mentiroso.
Como nadie diga,
yo no soy mentiroso.
Lo que me dé la gana,
yo no soy mentiroso.
En La Habana,
yo no soy mentiroso.
Lo hago en Morro,
yo no soy mentiroso.
Lo hago en Matanzas,
yo no soy mentiroso.
Lo hago en Santa Clara,
yo no soy mentiroso.
Donde quiera lo hago,
yo no soy
lo
mentiroso.
Lo hago,
yo no soy hoy mentiroso.
Hoy después, no me
yo
paso.
Yo no soy mentiroso.
Ay, que no, que
yo
no,
no soy mentiroso.
Que yo no soy.
Yo no soy mentiroso.
No sé qué hago.
Yo no soy mentiroso.
Hago lo que yo quiera.
Yo no soy mentiroso.
Pero que no, no lo hago.
Yo no soy mentiroso.
Lo hago también.
Yo no soy mentiroso.
Macorita.
Yo no soy mentiroso.
Si no me ponen la mano,
yo no soy mentiroso.
Sigo viviendo bien.
Yo no soy mentiroso.
Mentiroso.
Thank you.
Cabrera.
Mayagüez.